Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Julianne Brienza from Capital Fringe.
Thanks so much for coming back again. This is a fun annual tradition. We always have you in to talk this awesome festival. And what I love about it is it really highlights the local artists, the little indie artists, and gives them, I know they all get a cut of the profits a little bit. And it helps infuse a creativity in the town that most festivals don't, I think. So thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
To start off.
Thank you.
I know it's a completely different sort of format this year. You've revamped it. Explain what you mean.
Yeah, well, Capital Fringe overall is going through a huge evolution right now. So this year we are doing the entire festival in Southwest DC. If you don't know where Southwest DC is, we are right by the waterfront metro stop. Also the new wharf development is also kind of in the neighborhood that we're in.
And
so
it's popping.
Yeah, so we have five venues over there, all within a 5 to 7 minute walking radius of each other. So we have two venues at Arena Stage, three venues at St. Augustine's Church, two venues at Westminster Church, two venues at Christ United Church, and two venues at Blind Wino. And probably one of the things that's sort of fun this year is we have an official rooftop bar of the Capital Fringe Festival 2018.
And where's the rooftop bar?
It's City Bar, which is located at Hyatt Place on the National Mall. Mm-hmm. And it's really, like, you walk up there and it's just like you can't help but be in a positive summer mood when you're up there. So
we're up there. It's a nice spot.
It's totally a nice spot. And that's also our official hotel where we're housing all of our out-of-town fringe touring artists. So the neighborhood itself has been just really gracious to us, and we couldn't be more grateful and more happy to be there.
So awesome. Well, I want to know what sparked the move, because it used to be like 8th Street-ish and
yeah.
Maybe
so we've been in Trinidad,
and
8th Street for 3 years. Well, we purchased a building back in 2014, and we're actually doing our major renovation. We close actually this month, June, mm-hmm. which is this will play in July, but yeah. We close in June, and we're going to go from one theater to three with a full bar, restaurant, kitchen. Fully operational scene shop, and we're even going to have an elevator. So we have to close the building in order to renovate.
And you'll be moving back to Trinidad, back to that building?
We actually really are exploring, the festival, the Fringe Festival is really about the voice of performing arts in the city. So we're really kind of figuring out how we can just kind of move it around every year. We'll see how, we'll see how that, kind of grows and what sort of reception we get. I think we're going to stick in the Southwest for a little bit until, one of the things that's challenging with the festival is we do need about 11 to 15 stages that are geographically located to each other so that people can kind of bop around at the venues. And so obviously the city is changing quickly. All the time. The last 10 years, a lot of development is happening and it's going to continue to happen. So we have to kind of fit in where we can.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a perfect year to fit in down on the wharf.
Yeah, it is. It's a great year.
Anthem, you have arena. Like, it's a perfect year to go.
Yeah. We also got the All-Star game in July. So,
that's true.
And Audi Field is opening. So we're really looking forward to welcoming random patrons that don't know anything about us or anything about the shows. And
well, speaking of those, let's pretend there's some random patrons listening to this. Explain what Fringe is.
So Fringe is the Fringe Festival here in DC is a little different this year. We started a new program called the Fringe Curated Series, which we have two shows that Capital Fringe is presenting. And when I say presenting, I mean that we're paying the artist a fee and they come with their full production and we present them.
Gotcha.
And so we're really excited to do that because it is something that we give a kind of a ladder up to local artists, but also we're able to welcome in artists from other places. So we're doing Barococo, which is done by Happenstance Theater, which is a local theater company here. Also, it's sort of fun. They actually did their very first show in the 2006 Fringe Festival.
Oh, wow. And their show, homecoming.
Yeah. So it's kind of a nice, it's a nice little coming back together. And the show is really about the Gilded Age, which is somehow, that actually plays into our times today and the absurdity of the 1% and sort of the funny things that they can get from that. And then
any
the other
Cross of Gold speeches or no? Too early for William Jennings Bryant speeches.
it might be. So the other one we're doing is New Paradise Laboratory. They're a theater company from Philadelphia, and they're doing a show called Oh Monsters. I lived in Philadelphia for 3 years, and it's a theater company from there. So it's a relationship I had when I lived in Philadelphia. The show is very visually imaginative and really messes with the time-space continuum. And just like 3,000 ping pong balls fall from the ceiling. There's a knife that falls from the catwalks and directly goes into the top of a table. Wow. There's a robotic spider. And it's also a really... like it's a physical theater piece, so we're really excited to welcome them to DC.
What's that one called again?
Oh Monsters.
Oh Monsters. All right.
Yeah,
that
and then
awesome.
And then the other thing we're doing this year is we actually commissioned 3 new plays to be put together. So what how that works is Fringe hires all the technicians, the actors, the director, and we really serve as the producer of the 3 shows. And the call that we put out was to really, so in doing the Fringe Festival for, you know, we're now going into our 13th year, classical texts are really a thing here in the city, right? Mm-hmm. We got a lot of that going mm-hmm. on. But a lot of that really has, you know, comes from Shakespeare or right. Western tradition. And so we really put out a call that was for non-Western right. myths, folk, you know, folk tales and that right. sort of stuff. So we have Andromeda Breaks, which is done by Stephen Spotswood, which is actually someone who's been in the festival a bunch. He's a local playwright, and that's obviously based off of the Andromeda myth, which is a Greek myth. Mm-hmm. And then we have the City of, which is done by Matthew Capiscara, and that is actually a French short story from the 1940s that has to do with the loss of memory and how that affects. And so he sort of took that and took it into kind of today, how we're dealing with, you know, all these wonderful new inventions that actually make us have to use our brains less. And that piece is going to be really interesting because the actors are not allowed to use any gestures. There's no props. There's no set. And so it's a really great, if That's you're cool. into seeing actors really like kick ass, this is going to be a good one to go to.
Awesome.
And then the third one is American Wives, which is done by Farrah Harris. She's also a local DC playwright. And it's she is Nigerian. And it's a Nigerian folktale, and America is the absent husband, and wow. there are 2 wives. And so it's another piece that's kind of talking a little bit about our times, but really going back to mythology and folktales to kind of explore the human spirit in that manner. So we're excited about all of those, kind of this new sort of thing that we're doing. And all of those shows will happen at Arena Stage in the Cradle.
And this is called the Fringe Curated Series.
Fringe Curated Series. And also just be able to kind of provide those opportunities to local, not just actors and directors, but also the technicians to be able to, you know, further their craft. But then outside of that, hey, it's Fringe Festival time.
The usual good stuff.
Yeah, so we got 80 shows happening in all the other venues. And they, as they always do, they run the gamut from solo shows, dance, improv shows, serious dramas, comedies, wacky, crazy things that don't really fit into any category. And we have people coming from all over the country this year, as we do in the past, doing all sorts of stuff. And the best way to kind of learn about all of that information is to go to our website, and you can search by category. You know, every show has a 40-word blurb, and then on their show page, if the artist provided it to us, you can go to their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, website, and kind of scope them out and sort of get the vibe if this is a show that you want to do. But we're also really encouraging folks, because we are sort of living, you know, here we are, 2018, we're really kind of all being hit with like how many different points of views exist in our country and the world. And so we're really encouraging folks to go to stuff that may really not be something that they think they'd like, or something that they're interested in, just to expose themselves to a different point of view, and then sort of assess after they see the show if, you know, did they get tilted in a different manner, or are they still firm in whether they like that or not. Being in a new neighborhood, where do you go? How do you know what's going on? Because mm-hmm. everyone got kind of used to going to our location in Trinidad. So, it's been really awesome to be out in the Southwest. The community has really welcomed us. So, Market Southwest, which is right at 4th and M Street Southwest, is going to be, there's an outdoor stage there. There's a farmer's market every Saturday. There's a Friday night community market. Nice. We're going to have a pop-up tent there that's going to serve as sort of like our main box office. We're also going to be doing, if you have your 2018 Capital Fringe Festival button, we're going to be doing free yoga classes on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Awesome.
And then we're also doing free live entertainment Tuesday through Thursdays, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So you can just kind of come and hang out and check. The artists will be putting all their postcards out on the tables. So it'll be a good way to kind of get sort of the buzz of what's going on. And then on Wednesdays, we're doing a gelada social.
Nice.
And that's from 4 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday during the festival. And if you have your 2018 button, guess what? You get a discount. So that's going to be sort of kind of an overall gathering place. And then at the City Bar, Tuesday through Thursday, we're doing Learn How to Fringe happy hours, which will go through the steps of Fringe, which is really like look at the website,
right,
listen to people, wear comfortable shoes because it's a wonderful neighborhood to walk around in. They have really large, like 100-year-old trees. They actually have benches in that neighborhood, nice, which a lot of the city doesn't have benches in. But that's going to be Tuesday through Thursday from 4 to 7 at the City Bar. And of course, discounts will be available on the drinks if you have your button.
Sounds like you got to get that button.
Yeah, well, it's so, you know, it's been so much fun getting the button discounts this year because there's, I don't know, we've been just like riffing off of the water theme, you know, like, in our information, we like give the wharf, you know, the coordinates for the wharf if you have a boat, you know, because right,
like
why not?
Navigational.
You know, like, yeah. Why not? Why not do that? But then, you know, there's just so many things there that, you know, I don't like. We're putting up little like button excursions where you can go get a kayak and then, you know, get a discount on like, getting a kayak and then go and get a drink somewhere. And so a lot of what the Fringe Festival tries to do in neighborhoods that it takes part in is get people out walking around, seeing the city.
And how do you get that said button?
Well, you can get it on our website at capitalfringe.org. You can also get tickets, which is capitalfringe.org. It's and that's capital with an A, not an O, because we're the place and not the building.
And what's the pricing on it? I assume you can get tickets for individual shows, but also
the button is $7. And then we do have a whole slew of multi-show passes that go from a 4-show pass all the way to a 50-show pass. Mm. And what's great about the multi-show passes is it's sort of how we handle group sales. So if you have 4 people and you know that you want to go to a show, it's really better to get a pass because you're going to save money. It's also if you want to see more than one show, it really lowers the individual ticket price, which we do encourage. But then we also do encourage people to buy single tickets because the artists make 60%, around 60% of the ticket revenue from the festival. So every year, you know, that's a big chunk of the revenue that we bring in. That's why the button sort of helps support Capital Fringe overall. And then we also do get the button discounts if you have the button. Awesome. But since our founding, we've given back $2.1 million to the artists. So that's 12 years. We're officially a teenager this year, 13.
I'm waiting.
I mean, I'm feeling, I don't know. We actually are going through like what could be considered puberty.
Yeah. This is the puberty of Fringe Fest.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, before we go, wait, I have to mention might be something I'm pitching in on a little something this year. John Gann, who created and ran the DC Shorts Festival for a long time, that awesome film fest, and has been, I think, working for AFI Docs now. He does all kinds of great stuff around the city. He's actually putting on something near and dear to my heart, which is a movie trivia event. And it's I will be there on Friday, July 20th, sort of helping to co-host MC the thing. And then we'll have a couple other guest hosts, I think, Saturday and Sunday. But come test your movie knowledge.
And that show is at Blind Wino. And so if you're interested in that, again, you can sort the shows by venue on our website. So there's a lot of ways to kind of discern the myriad of shows that we have going on. But the best thing to do is just also, if you go down to the Southwest during the month of July, there are street banners, there are wayfinding signs. You're not going to miss that the festival's going on. So come and check it out.
Awesome. Again, everybody, it is the Capital Fringe Festival from
July 7th through the 29th.
Awesome. See you there.
All right.